Task 1. In this section, you will hear a strange story that happened in Kasuya, Japan. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter in the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true, write B if the statement is false, and write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. A means true, B means false, and C means the text does not say. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Have you ever had the feeling that you might have a ghost living in your house? And that it steals your clothes just to mess with you? Or maybe you have food in your pantry that seems to vanish. An elderly man living alone in the sleepy town of Kasuya in western Japan experienced the latter. Not accepting the ghost theory, however, he suspected that he was the victim of repeat burglaries after noticing food was going missing from his refrigerator. He decided to install security cameras linked to his mobile phone, and one day, when he was not at home, caught images of a person walking around the house while he was out. Believing he had detected the burglar, the man immediately contacted police. They arrived at the man's house in a few minutes, expecting to catch a burglar red-handed, but found the front door securely locked and the windows closed. We searched the house, checking everywhere someone could possibly hide, but we couldn't find anyone at first, a local police spokesman told the Associated Press. Eventually, however, they found a woman hiding on the top shelf of a built-in cupboard designed to store bed linen. Police said, "When we slid the door of the cupboard open, there she was, nervously curled up on her side. There was just enough room for her to lie down." They arrested the 58-year-old woman, who told the police that she had nowhere to live and had first taken up residence in the cupboard about a year ago, when the owner of the house had gone out and not locked the door. Police believe she may have moved between different addresses in the neighborhood during her stowaway year. The woman did not apparently steal any money or other items from the house. The owner would not have been able to sniff out his uninvited guest because the woman took regular showers while he was out, and, according to police, she was unusually neat and clean.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Have you ever had the feeling that you might have a ghost living in your house? And that it steals your clothes just to mess with you? Or maybe you have food in your pantry that seems to vanish? An elderly man living alone in the sleepy town of Kasuya in western Japan experienced the latter. Not accepting the ghost theory, however, he suspected that he was the victim of repeat burglaries after noticing food was going missing from his refrigerator. He decided to install security cameras linked to his mobile phone, and one day, when he was not at home, caught images of a person walking around the house while he was out. Believing he had detected the burglar, the man immediately contacted police. They arrived at the man's house in a few minutes, expecting to catch a burglar red-handed, but found the front door securely locked and the windows closed. We searched the house, checking everywhere someone could possibly hide, but we couldn't find anyone at first, a local police spokesman told the Associated Press. Eventually, however, they found a woman hiding on the top shelf of a built-in cupboard designed to store bed linen. Police said, "When we slid the door of the cupboard open, there she was, nervously curled up on her side. There was just enough room for her to lie down." They arrested the 58-year-old woman, who told the police that she had nowhere to live and had first taken up residence in the cupboard about a year ago, when the owner of the house had gone out and not locked the door. Police believe she may have moved between different addresses in the neighbourhood during her stowaway year. The woman did not apparently steal any money or other items from the house. The owner would not have been able to sniff out his uninvited guest because the woman took regular showers while he was out, and, according to police, she was unusually neat and clean.